we did the Rat Ride. We got to go to AP Preview on September 4th for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. We'll talk about that, plus news and more on episode 54 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 54 of the Mickey File Podcast. As always, I'm Scott.
And Karen.
And we're going to talk about not just Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, but we got to go do the
preview?
Squeak Preview or something?
Squeak Preview, yes, it is called the Squeak Preview. And yeah. That was a kind of a cute name they gave it, Squeak Preview.
Yeah. You're into puns and...
Well, it's a rat.
Dad jokes. It's great. So, yeah, we had fun. Got to go hang out with some very dear friends.
Yes.
So it was a good time.
It was a good time.
We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. Before we get too far into it, we're a little late recording this week, so it's 542 days with no trams.
Yep. So my date has come and gone. My number has come and gone.
Yeah, 540 was not a thing.
No.
So 550, anybody?
I don't know. Should we take wagers?
There's no way it's next Friday. There is no way it's next Friday. However, next Friday is also the, 17th?
Yes.
So if they really are going to have everything reopened by the 1st, they better get on it.
Yeah, they better.
Anyway, that's the big stuff.
That's the big stuff.
Let's go ahead and start off with some new news.
New news? Yeah. All right. Monorail station at Polynesian reopened on Sunday the 5th. Yay!
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. And that was kind of just they came in one day and it was open.
Yeah. I mean, they usually announce when things are going to reopen, and this one just went, it's open.
Which, by the way, does require some staffing because they had to have a security checkpoint there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was pretty sudden, though.
Mm-hmm. And the construction on the main entrance continues. Mainly right now they're doing the painting and working on the front, you know, the walkway in.
But it's, for all practical purposes, pretty much done at this point. Now it's cosmetic.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Yeah, which means it'll, you know, they moved on that really quick considering all the work they did on it. I think they did an amazing job in that time frame they had to work with. I mean, completely rebuilding a monorail station, that was,
Yeah, I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, we were there on November 1st for a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the next day, there were Christmas decorations up.
I know, which is just impressive.
So, yeah. So, let's just say that when they put their mind to it, they can get things done pretty quickly.
Yes.
And in fairness to Disney, speaking of that, for something coming up later. But really, Space 220 is not Disney. So maybe that's part of the problem.
Right. Isn't that the
Patina group?
Yeah. 50th anniversary sign was installed at Main Street train station on the outside that faces the lake.
Okay.
It's a sign that resembles the ribbon and a medallion, and the ribbon reads, "The world's most magical celebration." So it's very cool.
Yeah, it's really visible as soon as you get off the ferry, the monorail, the little motor launches or whatever they call the little boats that come from.
Right. Or even just walking up.
Yeah.
So it's very cool looking.
It is. It's cool.
Yeah. And it's, you know, they said they were putting it up, but it's a lot bigger, at least even in just in the pictures, than I thought it was going to be, but it's a big deal, so it needs to be big.
Yeah, you know, most of the signage they have put up for this is a lot bigger than what it looked like it was going to be.
Yeah, then it looked like
the
it
was 50 on the castle and all that stuff.
Yeah, but it's still very cool. I like what they're doing because, yes, they just keep adding more, but I think it's more, you know, it's accentuating certain things. Like, they're doing the clock, they painted it gold, this, you know, the on Main Street. So all of those posts, they're actually painting the gold color because of the because of the changeover.
Yeah, right.
So, but I think it's really cool.
It is. Yeah. I think they're just about there.
They are.
With, you know, 22 days? 22 days.
22 days.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. Better than 22 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm actually going to stay with the 50th anniversary. Happy Meal toys are going to be available soon at McDonald's. And it's going to include most of the Disney Fab 50.
Are these going to be like the ones of them with the little cars that you could put together to make a train that were out for like a day and then they pull them back?
No. These are actually going to be all different little toys. So it's going to be not quite 50 of them, but they're going to have most of the Fab Five. There's some of them they're not putting out.
Right.
So, but that's going to be chaos at McDonald's. Based on the way that those other toys did,
yeah,
it's going to be chaos.
It is.
Yeah. But, you know.
So I'm just going to throw it out there. You can order McDonald's on Uber Eats. You don't have to go.
Yeah. And you can order toys generally, too.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. The 50th anniversary medallions were added to the World Center Drive entrance of Walt Disney World. So where Mickey and Minnie are.
Okay.
The big medallions, 50th medallions, were added on each side of the archway.
Okay.
So we'll get to see those on Saturday as well.
Yeah, cool.
The Golden Fab 50 character statues are being installed at Magic Kingdom, mainly around the hub right now.
Yeah, where they took out all those bronze statues mm-hmm. of characters last week. And
right.
Now they're putting in gold ones.
Right. But they added Tinkerbell. She's like on the bridge going to Liberty Square.
Yeah, there's a lot more variety
yeah.
in these than
what was there before.
Yeah, which, I mean, the ones that were there before were the classic Disney
mm-hmm.
characters that should be in Magic Kingdom.
Right.
So I'm hoping that they still kind of keep with a theme and don't do goofy stuff like put C-3PO and R2-D2 in Magic Kingdom.
No, those are going to be at Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
So.
The Creation Shop and Club Cool are opening September 15th at Epcot. So that's big news.
Yeah, I guess so. Club Cool's cool.
Yeah.
You know, free sodas.
Free sodas, yeah.
The Creation Shop, I mean, I don't know. I'm not all that excited about the store because it's basically going to be Mouse Gear with less theming and more generic kind of looking decorations anyway, from what I've seen.
But maybe it'll reduce the amount of people at Mouse Gear.
Yeah, it won't. I mean, it's still going to be the only store there. So, I mean, the Creation Shop, I don't really care about. It's a store, and it's just the store.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And Lightning Lane signage has been appearing throughout Walt Disney World.
Yeah, so I've never really paid attention to Rise of the Resistance, but I noticed on some site that they had taken a picture that now there are two ways in. One of them says virtual and one of them says Lightning Lane. So I guess that virtual queue for that one is here to stay for like ever.
Yeah, which I'd never seen those signs before either. But I think the way they were shown, they're up on the top. And I guess we're not really looking up there, up at the top of the arch.
No, yeah, we're not paying attention there because you've just gone through the whole ordeal of having your Magic Band scanned and everything to get in.
Right.
So, you know, you don't really pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I will, now that we know it's there.
Right.
So, but throughout all the parks, they're changing the information.
Mm-hmm.
So, Owen Wilson and Rosario Dawson have joined the Haunted Mansion movie cast.
Very cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Rosario Dawson's going to be busy.
Yeah.
Because she's got a new show coming out, too.
Oh, she does. Got a look of views there. Sorry. Space 220 restaurant is opening September 20th.
Yeah, first of all, let me just say they missed a real opportunity for marketing there by not getting it open February 20th.
Yeah, because it would be 220.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Which would have been cool.
It would have been very cool.
920. So I just saw yesterday on Facebook that they are still trying to hire back of house people.
Really?
And it's supposed to open in 12 days.
There's no way.
11 days.
And nowhere on there does it say when reservations are going to open.
Let me just say this. I don't want to be there on September 20th.
Okay.
If they don't have the back of hire house people all hired and trained now, I don't think it's going to be all that good.
True.
The first, few days.
True.
So, I don't know. And I'm really, really curious with, in the middle of all this, changing executive chefs and all the hype behind this restaurant, why are they not telling us what we'll be able to eat there?
Oh, I know.
How much it's going to cost.
No idea.
Why are they not taking reservations? Because they don't want to commit that it has to be open at 9:20.
Right.
Would be my guess.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Because everywhere else before opening was taking reservations.
Right.
So, I don't know. This is still really uncomfortable. But
yes.
I mean, I guess I'll get excited once I see it.
Living with the Land reopened after a 14-day unexpected closure. 14 days, that's a long time.
I'd really like to know why, because I know you can't grow cucumbers even there in 14 days. They take longer than that. And remember, we were there a month ago or whatever. Yeah, about a month ago.
And there was nothing.
And the cucumbers were 6 inches tall. Yeah, they had taken out all the big plants.
Right.
So, all kidding aside, I'd like to know what they did. I haven't even heard anything where they went, oh, it reopened and the barn house has been repainted and
it's reopened. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah.
So they released the trailer for the Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge Last Call virtual game, which is coming to Oculus Quest on September 15th.
So we have Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, that's why we bought the Quest 2. And it's cool. It's not... I have to say, it hasn't captivated me enough that it was a Xbox game where I sat down and played it until I beat it. Like, I play it every once in a while. But it is not... as much of a, it is Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. It is not like a go see Doc Ondar, go to Savi's workshop kind of thing, at least as far as I've gotten into it.
Okay.
You start off after the, training part and the title, you start off in a cantina. And it's, really like a bar, but it's not Oga's. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll end up buying it, but.
Probably.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's not what I expected. Let's just put it that way. At least the first one.
Okay. Walt Disney World buses and Skyliner are debuting the new 50th anniversary wraps on them.
Yeah, so we saw this. We saw some pictures of this on Saturday while we were at Epcot.
And we kept looking at the Skyliner trying to find
it. And I noticed, I didn't see one, which, okay, whatever. They just started it.
Right.
But, you kind of assume that they're going to put it on the ones that are currently empty, and there's a lot of those.
Right.
But, we didn't see any when we were walking around the Skyliner.
No.
So, I've only seen pictures, but they look cool.
They look cool. The bus looks cool, too.
Yeah. They'll be iridescent.
Yes, they will. A baby white rhino was born at Disney's Animal Kingdom, on September 8th. It's really cute. They don't know if it's a boy or girl because they can't get it away from its mom. And, they have that bonding time.
But right.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
The iridescent medals were revealed for the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend in January 2022. The 5K is going to be a Pluto. 10K is going to be Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. The half marathon is Donald and Daisy. and the marathon is Mickey and Minnie. So basically the ones that have Donald and Daisy, they have Donald on one side, Daisy on the other, and the same with the marathon, Mickey on one side, Minnie on the other. So, and they're all iridescent-y, and they're very cool looking. So disappointed I didn't sign up for that. You know, that would require me to actually, you know.
The Oswald one would be really cool to have.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm pretty sure the balloon ladies actually come out for the 10K one.
Yes, so, they do.
So, yeah, I'm not into that. $9.99 on eBay. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you can do virtual.
I think you can.
Yeah, I'm sure we.
Yeah.
Aren't going to sign up for it.
Yeah, we're not going to. Actually, I think but it's the already, Oswald it's one would be sold out.
Yeah,
actually.
The Oswald one. I still don't understand how you sell out a virtual.
Well, they only race, allow, but they only make so many medals.
Okay.
So, the Galaxy's Edge display is being removed from Walt Disney Presents in Hollywood Studios. Which makes sense, because all the stuff is out other than the Galactic Star Cruiser.
So, you know, it didn't even dawn on me that that area has been open for 2 years.
And the stuff's still there?
And it was still there. Like, yeah, I mean, it needs to come out.
Yeah.
I don't know what, they don't seem to know what is going in there. I guess some kind of 50th anniversary thing
I think for so. Now. That's the gist I'm getting.
Which is cool. Yeah. It was a very cool display. I mean, yeah. And especially before it opened, to see the miniature and all yeah. that was super cool.
And the detail on that was very cool looking.
Yeah. So. But yeah, it needs to come out.
Yeah. It's,
it'd be like still having Toy Story in there or something.
Exactly.
So.
So Pog Juice is being served at Ohana again. Didn't say anything about Boma. Just mentioned Ohana.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good and it has like quite the following.
It does have quite the following.
Been an uproar with it not being there, but yeah. I don't know. Like,
it's just the manufacturer who made it.
It's just juice. Like, I know.
And you can buy it at like Costco.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. And I mean, it's being served at Ohana. I guess Minute Maid maybe mm-hmm. stopped making something.
Right.
Some part of it. So Nestle is providing it,
mm-hmm.
and you know Nestle's got a lot of stuff at Disney already, yes. like Mickey bars, and,
right?
And I think they're still the sponsor of the Land Pavilion.
I'm not sure.
So
yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense that they were able to do that,
right?
Yeah.
And cast members are now handing out leaflets informing guests of the Fast Pass. Retirement, as well as the physical hard credit card type tickets are being updated to remove the Fast Pass wording.
So, you know, I've seen the hard tickets. We haven't had one in like
ever.
I think probably ever since they went to those not paper tickets because mm-hmm. we've been pass holders. So I kind of forgot that they had like the big Fast Pass Plus logo
yeah.
on the top of them. So, yeah, I guess they probably, well, definitely some lawyer mm-hmm. somewhere wanted to make clear that
it is no longer available.
Yeah. Even though it's on your ticket, you're not getting it.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
There's some DVC news.
Okay.
They've brought out new incentives. I don't know. They start at 150 points for new purchases, 100 points for members adding on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of money, like $5, $7, $10.
Per point?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like I said, starting at 150 points or 100 points.
Right.
Kind of the big news there, they are no longer offering incentives for Old Key West or Saratoga, which they were.
Oh.
And Old Key West got, not only are they not offering incentives and trying to get people to sell them back their points, but they raised Old Key West to $180 a point.
Really?
Yeah, which so is Saratoga now for direct.
Okay, but wasn't it close to that already?
I think it was 170 for Old Key West.
Okay, and what
was it? Was a $10 increase.
And what was Saratoga?
Saratoga's been 180 for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, which makes sense because it's... Yeah.
They're comparative.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and because, well, buying direct, Saratoga actually has a little less, a little shorter time.
Right.
They are offering, this is kind of weird.
Okay.
They are still offering incentives for some of their sold out properties. Two of the new ones are Bay Lake and Boardwalk Villas.
Really?
So base rates of $245 a point for Bay Lake Tower, $210 a point for Boardwalk, and they are discounting it from $4 to $18, depending on how many points you buy.
Mm-hmm.
For direct sales, starting at $150, it's 4 points, and then it works its way up to, if you buy 1,000, they're $18 a point off.
Okay.
Existing members adding on starts at 150. Points, 7 off, but Boardwalk has got like 21 years left.
Really?
Yeah. So it's one of the 2042 resorts. Yeah, I'm still not going to buy them.
No, but that, why are they doing it for, okay. I mean, I'm sure they have reasoning for it.
Well,
but.
I mean, I'm going to guess that they're sold out, but Disney's got a lot of inventory and they'd like to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Disney is not just trying to buy back Old Key West. They're also trying to buy back Saratoga Springs and Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay.
They're offering $80 to $100 a point, depending on which resort. If you're not in a hurry to sell, you can get a lot more money going right through resale market. But, you know, with Disney, there's no closing costs. There's, you know, or I guess there's no brokerage fees and all of that. And you get your money pretty quick. From Disney. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that. Whatever. I'm not selling our points either, at least not to Disney. Polynesian Pago Pago is reopened, and they have closed both Moorea and Tokelau now for refurbishment. But based on Pago Pago, that refurbishment was fast.
Yeah, it was about,
I don't know, 6 weeks or
six
something.
6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and the big news... And this is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, is Bill Dirksen is taking over as DVC Senior Vice President and General Manager, replacing Terry Schultz, who is moving to Senior Vice President of Commercial Strategy for Disney Signature Experiences, which includes DVC and Cruise Line and ABD, Adventures by Disney.
Okay.
So that's... not a bad thing that Terry Schultz is going away, because this whole thing with COVID hasn't been great for DVC.
Right.
And the way she handled it. But Bill Dirksen has been like director of finance for a couple of different divisions for DVC and for Epcot, I believe, at one point. And that's a little concerning that another bottom line guy is coming in, because it just makes you wonder how much more perks and pixie dust go away. You know, if we've got a what's the bottom line and how do we make more money guy in charge. Hey, let's do Oliver's Minute. This is Oliver saying hi to everybody on the microphone. And that was Oliver's Minute.
That was. Good big brother.
Anyway, so that's it for the news, I guess.
Yes.
Let's talk about what we did this weekend.
Okay.
So most of you have probably already heard.
Yes. Because we're a little late recording this week.
Yeah. And we went over and met up with the Disney Crush podcast.
And? The Bowls.
And some friends of ours, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ken and Veronica and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we got access to the pass holder preview for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Yes. It's very easy to get that preview. Click an email.
Yeah, it was.
Click an email, wait 10 minutes, and there we go.
If you weren't in your car, yeah, yeah. It was pretty easy to get.
Yeah. Didn't know I was going to get everybody who was my, who's on my friend, family and friends list as a pass holder. So,
yeah, that was the surprising thing. Like, yeah. Two mouse clicks and you had 10 people on a list.
Yeah, I know. It was really shocking.
It's not what we expected there. So anyway, that ended up being very cool mm-hmm. to start off with.
Yep.
So we went to, we all met at 10 something at Trattoria Al Forno mm-hmm. for breakfast on the boardwalk.
And it was delicious.
It was. And thank God we were seated right next to the kitchen and to the counter where they give the food, because we would have grossly misordered.
Yes, and we all would have been sitting there going, we can't just waste all this food. And then we would have lugged it around Epcot
and then
for the
thrown
day.
It out later when we yeah. came. But yeah, so Tony, Ann, and I split the breakfast pizza. Mm-hmm. Not going to go into a lot of detail about it. It was a very good breakfasty pizza.
It looked good.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. And it was plenty of food for two of us to share for a $14 pizza.
Right.
You and Veronica split
the egg white
omelet. And right. when they brought it out, I really wanted to ask our server, and I don't think we really ever saw him again.
No, we never saw him again.
But there was so much bacon on that plate. I don't know if they were like, all right, people are sharing it, so just throw extra bacon on.
It was literally
Or like, if that's what you get if you order it.
I think each of us had like 5 pieces of bacon.
I was going to say, it looked like there were like 10 bacon slices.
Right. And then the potatoes that were with it too.
Right.
Now, it said it was an omelet. It was supposed to have spinach in it and cheese and...
Yeah, it was like a caprese right?
Yeah, other than the cheese and a little bit of spinach, that was about it in it. I was really, it didn't have a ton of flavor, and it didn't have really much.
Because it was egg whites, and you take all the flavor away.
No, it wasn't that, but it still didn't have, it had like one chunk of tomato in it.
Yeah, I'll say this, it was very white.
Yes.
On the plate.
Yes, and there was... Like I said, I had one piece of tomato, there was some cheese in it, and a couple of sprigs of spinach, and that was it. So it was missing the stuff the caprese stuff inside of it.
Yeah.
I expected it to be much more cheesy and much more tomato and spinach.
Yeah. So Dave got the avocado toast.
And so did the other Veronica.
Which was like 2 French bread pizzas. Mm-hmm. That was really big.
Right.
And
Ken got
the fruit plate.
Fruit plate.
Which looked like a lot of food, but it was fruit.
Right.
So, I mean,
and
lighter.
Did get the funny picture of Veronica feeding him the grapes, which was
Yeah,
really
it had
hilarious.
Like a whole sprig of grapes.
It really
like, it was
did.
Crazy.
It was actually hilarious.
So, a warning.
Yeah.
One of the kids, who is 10?
Yes.
Got the kids' fruit plate that was fruit with yogurt. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cantaloupe and honeydew heavy.
Yeah.
For the fruit.
Some grapes, some blackberries.
Yeah, like a couple of each. It was mostly melon. And she took one bite of the yogurt and started complaining about how bitter it was. So I think Tony Ann's right. I think it probably was Greek yogurt.
Yes. And then she got 2 sides, which was really surprising.
So this was really weird because it was a fruit plate, but it came with 2 sides. So she got potatoes and eggs.
Potatoes and eggs. And then she gave the potatoes to Ella.
Yeah. But like potatoes and scrambled eggs were her 2 sides with the fruit plate.
With the fruit plate.
So that's something that probably would have fed 2 kids.
Yeah.
However, the kids did not like the yogurt. They tried putting packets of sugar in it.
Yep, and then I convinced her to put some of the fruit in it, and she said the fruit tasted better with it.
Yeah, but she didn't like the melon.
Yeah.
So that didn't really help.
Right.
So, but if your kids are into fruit and yogurt, and the other one wants eggs, one of those probably would have fed both those girls.
Yeah.
And who are 10 and 12. And then Veronica also had the
avocado toast.
The avocado toast.
And then Ella had, they were the pancakes, but they didn't look like pancakes. they were like an inch thick. It was almost like Italian pancakes. Yeah,
I couldn't see hers because of where she was sitting.
Yeah, they almost look like a.
So French pancakes are like microscopically thick.
Yes, and these
Italian ones are like an inch thick.
Okay. Yeah, they were like almost like a muffin, the consistency of them. So.
But I didn't hear anything from her.
No, other than the fact she wanted syrup.
So apparently they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't come with syrup, but I think that's an error. I don't think that's like a...
No, I think that was an error. Choice. So, yeah.
But anyway, everybody was real happy, and it was...
And we had some drinks, too, which I think...
We did. Yep. We had...
You and I had Bloody Marys.
Yep. And they were good. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have one, they were probably... No, they were better than the... For alcohol content, better than the ones at House of Blues.
Yes.
But
House of Blues was bottomless.
Right.
Right.
And came with, more garnish.
Yeah.
Too. But they were good Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. Dave and Veronica had mimosas.
And
they were good.
And Father Veronica had a Bellini.
Yeah. A peach Bellini.
And she said that was good. She goes, it just wasn't big enough.
Right. That's... They weren't that big.
Yeah.
Any of the drinks. But they were fine at, let's face it, they were fine at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
For breakfast. So, especially knowing what we had in front of us.
Yes.
So, we did that. And like I said, I don't remember what everything costs, but that breakfast pizza was $14. Mm-hmm. And it easily fed two of us.
Yeah. And I think the omelet was about the same price.
Everything was about the same price.
Right.
I think the avocado toast might have been $12 and the omelet was $15 or something like that. But everything was about the same price.
Right.
There was a steak and eggs. It was $21.
I think so.
And it was a ton of food. That's what I was going to say. Where we were sitting right next to the kitchen.
We could see all of the food.
We started off by asking the two expediters, hey, what is that one? So then they actually just started, every time they got something new, they'd turn around and show it to us, which was very helpful because it totally changed the way we all ordered.
Yes. Because once, especially when we saw that omelet, we're like, holy moly, there's no way one of us is going to be able to eat that.
And when they picked up the pizza, I was like, oh man, because that was really what I was going to have.
Right.
And thank God Tony Ann was like, all right, you want to share that? I was like, yes, I do. Absolutely. Because I don't want that whole pizza.
Right.
But anyway, so we did that. We then went walking across the boardwalk, across the, I guess, bridge. Although it's a bridge.
It's a bridge.
Get you over to the International Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
Very convenient because not only is it a shorter walk, I think, than where we would have parked at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But, right there by France coming in. And that's where
that's
we were going.
That's why we planned the breakfast that way.
Right. Right, because our normal breakfast would have been, hey, let's go to Grand Floridian. So we went to Trattoria instead.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, Trattoria summary is it's going to stay on the list for breakfast. It was really good.
Yeah.
And price-wise, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we went into, and it was fine. They had the fingerprint thing. Mm-hmm. And there was some family that pretty much had tied up a whole side of the tap stiles.
Right.
For whatever reason.
We have no idea why, but there was like 8 of them that couldn't get through the turnstile.
Yeah, it was a big group. What we didn't notice until later was that on the far right side of the tap stiles was a big sign that said special event entrance.
Oh, I never even saw that.
Yeah, we noticed that when we were the second group in line and it didn't make sense to go all the way over there anymore.
Well, the cast member could have said something.
Well, I mean...
I know. Well,
whatever. He was busy trying to make sure everybody had park reservations and everything else rather than hold our hands.
Well, I wasn't asking to hold our hands, but could have just announced as you're waiting there, if you're on preview, you can go over to the right.
And we still wouldn't have because we were only like 4 groups back and it shouldn't take that long to get through. But it did.
Yeah.
They were doing fingerprint scans.
Yes.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little nervous walking up there. I was like, dang, I can't remember which finger I used.
I know.
It's been a year and a half. But went through without a hitch. So at least all the records are still in place because it didn't, unless they were doing new fingerprints, but I doubt it.
Right.
So, yeah, got right through real quick. Boom, boom.
I think all of us did. I don't think any of us got held up.
No. A couple of you guys had to have your bags checked, but that was it.
Well, then it was, okay, here, go check your bag. Oh, no, there's nothing in here. Go ahead.
I'm like, well, I know.
Well, no, they hadn't even opened my bag, and he looked at the picture and goes, no, you're fine. Go. Fine.
So we went to France.
Mm-hmm. Went to the,
and
went to the Ratatouille entrance.
Yeah. So they had a lot of cast members.
A lot of plaids. They had, like, you know, the executive people there.
Yeah, not plaids, but, like, bosses.
Yeah.
People in street clothes.
Right.
With name tags. And so we all got through there, and I don't remember. Like, I think maybe at first we just had to show the email confirmation, and then when we got further in, they scanned magic bands.
In order to get even to the part where they scanned it, I had to show the email.
Right.
And then they came in and did that, yeah.
Yeah, and then they did magic bands, scans. And then there we were in the area. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you see when you walk in is the bathrooms. We've already seen those. So
right.
They had actually been open a long time ago.
Yes.
But yeah, right tucked around the corner, one of their typical merchandise carts had a lot of stuff.
Yes.
They had a like hooded sweatshirt, zipper up thing, this Swiss cheese necklace that lit up, like the ones they do for Christmas and Halloween and all the rest of that. They had a really cool, we'll call it remote control rat.
They had two, Remy and Emil, both.
Right, Remy and Emil, that you put on your shirt and a magnet on the inside of your shirt so it holds it on, and then it would just like run all over your shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you could tell it go or don't go, whatever.
Right, but I mean, you can have it go from front to back. It just follows your clothing all the way around.
Yeah, I didn't really look at the remote. I don't think she was like steering it around. I think it was just like a push button go, push button stop
kind of thing. It was literally like a piece of cheese was the remote, yeah.
So, but it was super cool, super cute.
Yes.
For kids. They had Remy ears.
Mm-hmm. They had a Remy character. I thought they had
there was a plush.
Yeah. They had a chef jacket, I think. A kid's one, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a kid's one.
Right.
And then they had the hat.
The hat. And I kept saying, please don't buy that hat.
$39.99.
And then you get AP.
And you got, we got 20% off. So that was $8.
Yeah.
And later on, a cast member asked me if that was the AP interactive hat. And I was like, okay, I guess it's interactive because it's got this push button that makes it do stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's got like three different settings. So it was super cool. You've probably seen it on Facebook already because there's a lot of pictures of it from this weekend. But it's super tall.
Like, yeah.
It's tall, like, I don't know, 15 inches or something, let's guess. So you push a little piece of cheese on the side of it, and it lights up like a spotlight. So you see a silhouette through it.
And it's three different silhouettes.
Right. Left, right, and center.
Uh-huh. Then
one of them, Remy's like pulling your hair, and then jumps over to the side, and then it comes back to the middle, and then it jumps to the other side. Then it comes back to the middle, and then he pops up out of the top of the hat.
And he lights up when he pops out.
And it's got a spotlight shining up on him.
Right.
So I wore that hat from noon until we left at, I don't know, after 6.
Yeah, I know.
And didn't know until we got home that it plays music while it's doing all that, because you couldn't hear it.
No. Well, because Epcot's too loud. You can't.
I mean,
you can't hear it, but okay. So
I will tell you this. Your kids are going to want the hat. Mm-hmm. It's super heavy when you're wearing it.
Okay.
And you also can't walk under any of the umbrellas around Epcot without it hitting. But it is a heavy hat because there's a lot going on inside of it. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. So the funny part was, I kept saying, please don't buy it. And you're like, I got to have it. I got to have it. And I'm like, okay. So every time somebody commented on it, which it was probably 24 comments.
I was you, 20 for sure.
Yeah. You either smack my arm, smack my leg, whatever, going, see,
you know.
See.
People were taking, like, wanted to take pictures and video and send it to their spouses and that weren't there. And
they're like, where do we get that? We're like, it's in the Ratatouille area.
Disney better have ordered a lot of them because it was a huge hit. It was insane. And now I'm thinking for Halloween, I need a chef's jacket and I'll just go as whatever his name is. I've only seen the movie once. I can't remember what the guy's name is. I know.
You're more than welcome to. That's fine.
Yeah. I'll just wear the hat, push the button. It'll look like he's me cook.
Sure.
Yeah. And I know people I can borrow one from.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we got the hat. Went from there. There was a photo pass in front of the fountain.
And she did. That was a really good photo pass. Especially, she was very... Like you said, it had looked like it had the water coming out of the hat. Yeah, like
pouring into the hat.
Yeah, it was actually very, very good.
Yeah, she took some very cool pictures. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really pretty back there.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. Then we went on the ride.
Yes. And I think it went on the ride, said we were about 25 minute wait. And it didn't, I don't think it took 25 minutes.
I think it was probably pretty close.
Yeah.
To 25 minutes. So a couple of things, if any of you still have a preview upcoming, because they're still doing them like all month.
Right.
They did not, I guess the 12 to 1 on the email was an arrival time.
Yes.
Because they did not make us leave. We were back there as long as we wanted to be.
Right.
We got to ride the ride twice. Mm-hmm. The first time as we were entering the, I guess, theater.
Mm-hmm.
They were just walking out with the big sign that said 25 minute wait.
Right.
By the time we got off, it was a 15 minute wait. And the second time, it was not 15
minutes. No, it was pretty much a walk on.
Right.
Yeah.
So we rode it twice.
Mm-hmm.
It was different.
Yes.
Both times.
Yes.
Trackless vehicle. And so where each of the vehicles, if you've been on Mickey and Minnie or if you've been on Rise, you kind of get it. It was different both times.
Right.
And enough that. It was cool that it was different, you know.
And you get different smells depending on where you're at and different perspectives. Well, you don't, but I could smell.
Right.
Different perspective of things because your autonomous car ended up in a different spot.
Yes.
So you got a different view of things. So.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not real worried about spoilers. This ride has been in France for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, so. It's not a new ride, and there's not anything different between it and the one in Paris.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah. And the ride itself is.
Yep.
One thing, so it's mostly screens.
Right.
Like, almost entirely screens, but you do move.
Right.
There are some physical sets, like, right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like... being on Haunted Mansion, I forgot that I was, like, inside a building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, I mean, here, without beta spoiler, you're kind of on the roof.
Right.
It was really cool.
Yeah, like, you actually really felt like cool. You were on the roof.
Yeah, you did. So, it's a well-done ride.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very fun ride.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it twice now.
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm going to always want to wake up early enough on an Epcot day to care about getting.
Right.
I don't know that it's that cool. Now, I like never ride a ride and go, oh, God, let's do it again.
Right.
Right now. You know, but we did this one.
But with the opportunity to be able to just go right back on is different. I mean, that's very unusual, especially a new ride, to be able to go immediately back on.
But I mean, you know, whatever. If we're there on a day when nobody's there and, you know, Haunted Mansion is a walk on and we get off and, I don't ever go, hey, let's go right back on it. But we did that this week. So my only thing about it is, so this was the third trackless ride in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I told a cast member that asked me this and they kind of both agreed with me.
Yeah.
I feel like they opened these three trackless rides
in
completely... the wrong order.
Yes. They needed to have Ratatouille first, then Mickey and Minnie, then Rise.
Yeah, because the technology on Remy is not as advanced as the technology on Mickey and Minnie or the technology, obviously, on Rise because nothing is that advanced.
Right.
super fun ride, super cute. Mm-hmm. It'll definitely be, you know, one of those things. I'm not going to pay for it, but if we get a virtual queue, we'll go on it.
Right.
I just think that it would have been better. And I said the same thing when they opened Mickey and Minnie. I just think they opened these in the wrong order. Mm-hmm. And it's really taken away from Remy. And it took away
from Mickey and Minnie.
From Mickey and Minnie's yes. Runaway Railway.
I agree.
So, but, you know, we get the park we've got.
Yeah. So. And now I have a thought that I think would have made the ride a little bit more fun.
Okay.
Is, you know, everything was from Remy's perspective, which is cool. But what about cooking from Remy's perspective? Like looking down, like when he's teaching him to chop and do all this stuff. I thought that would have been really cool. Like from in the movie, when he's up there controlling it and he's doing, you know, in the movie, it's showing from his perspective how he's teaching him how to cook.
Yeah, I get why it's not. The ride was, I think, because I took a video of it.
It was 5 minutes.
The second time. 4 minutes, I think, and 22 seconds.
Okay.
From, like, start of movement until we were basically pulling into the parking spot.
Okay.
So, you know, you've got to leave a lot of out of it. And so you want to include the movement adventure
okay.
part of it, not a, we don't need another dance class.
No, I understand.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, I get why they didn't do it. I think, right. you know, you could have changed the ride completely and I think it would have been really cool also.
Right.
And I think it's a really cool ride. Mm-hmm. That will definitely.
No, I enjoyed it.
More
I'm just.
More and more. But.
I'm adding my two cents.
Yeah, I think my personal opinion is just that I think all three of these rides would have benefited from opening in a different order.
Yeah.
You know, because you would have, all right, so you rode Remy, now you go to Hollywood Studios and mm-hmm. Mickey and Minnie's is open and you're like, okay, well, so they took it from that to this, that's really cool.
Right.
Now it feels like we just went a little backwards. But, yeah. you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, and it was fun.
Yeah.
We had a blast on it.
We did.
We left there, went to the creperie.
Yep.
They got, I don't know, some kind of crepes. One they of them was hazelnut.
Yeah, the Nutella one and then the sugar and butter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
And I tried the sugar and butter one. It was good. It was heavier than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, they're just flat pancakes.
I know, but it was still heavier. For being a crepe, it was still heavier than it should have been.
Right. So, but nobody complained about it and the kids ate all of it. So.
Yeah.
That was good. It was a pretty long line.
Yeah.
But
that was.
Man, I mean, you know, it's been such a big deal.
Yeah.
For this thing coming up. So it should have been a pretty long line.
Yeah.
So
I think that's something they probably need to do, set up for mobile ordering. I think that needs to be.
Well, yeah. Apparently right now during these previews, it's just open and basically until they run out of crepes and then they close.
Right.
So that's cool. I mean, you know, they need a soft opening.
Yeah.
And, this
and
is,
see how things
this
go.
This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Next time we are there at the end of the month, we'll try it. Well,
yeah.
Beginning of next month,
we'll
try it. Not over by the bathroom, but the rest of the area mm-hmm. has got a good amount of shade. Mm-hmm. It's really coolly themed. Like,
yeah.
you know you're in France, but it's still, you also know you're not in the regular part of France.
Right.
Like, it's not its own land, it's just an area,
right.
but it definitely has a different feel altogether.
Right. I mean, just the building is set up differently. Even, like, the one window shop, it was the wine shop, but it had Ego's wine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that was a really cool touch.
Yeah.
Having Ego's little shop storefront there.
Right.
It definitely was not a store, and I don't think it's going to be a store.
No,
I believe
but
it's just a window.
It's a window front, but it was still very cool.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I go, oh, that's Ego's wine. So I just thought it was really neat.
Yeah.
So.
And just not a lot of attention to it. It was just kind of there.
Yeah.
We just noticed it while we were waiting.
Yeah.
It's good. They need some benches.
Mm-hmm.
There were no benches.
No
like
benches.
Everybody who was sitting on like a wall.
Right.
But they did have like some stand around high top tables.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for
yeah.
the creperie. So, but I think a lot of that is because this is a preview and mm-hmm. they did kind of, like I said, they didn't say, okay, everybody who came in at 12, get out.
Right.
But they also didn't want you like spending 4 hours back there.
Right.
So
they want you to be able to take it in and enjoy it, but not rush you, but you know,
So I guess it was pretty close to 2 o'clock when we left there.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think it was like a quarter till two, I guess, when we left there.
I lost track of time when I'm there.
Well, you did. And, you know, we spent 45 minutes of it either in line for the ride or on it.
Yeah.
You know, closer to an hour.
Yeah.
And plus all the other stuff we did.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it was about, I think we spent just shy of 2 hours back in there. Mm-hmm. Really cool. We, left there, we went and walked around the World Showcase for another couple, 3 hours.
Yeah.
So we stopped in Germany and got some beer and pretzels, and we stopped at...
we did France and you, me, and Veronica.
Yeah, we tried the Grand Marnier.
You did that. I did the lemonade.
Okay. They were both very good.
Mm-hmm. I like the lemonade better than the Grand Marnier, which is why I got that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the lemonade was a little better. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was $20 for 12-ounce drink or 8-ounce drink.
Actually, 8 ounces and then...
Yeah, 8-ounce drink. So I guess you better really like it.
Yeah.
But it was good for once. And I mean, you know, if it wasn't $20 with the floater, I would definitely get it again. But I think I'll pass from now on. So sorry for those of you who are voting for the Grand Marnier slushy over the grapefruit beer.
No, grapefruit beer in a heartbeat.
Yeah, grapefruit beer was, I don't know. Bigger than 8 ounces, and
it's like $11.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah, and it's fantastic,
and it's good.
It's definitely fantastic. You can never go wrong with Germany and the pretzels.
Right. So we did that. Mm-hmm. We went into Japan.
Yes.
And watched or looked around the store for a while, and it's just such a weird store.
It's a weird story. Like, I mean, okay, some of the stuff is very really popular, cool, but.
You know what the most popular item in there was?
What?
My hat. Just saying. People just kept coming up going, oh my God, where'd you get that hat?
Okay, like, okay.
Now, it's a cool store.
It is.
And I hope that we make this thing happen where Dave and I buy weird stuff from there and then do reviews on it. Because I think it'd be awesome.
Well, you already said you need to talk to Dave, but we're going to be there on Saturday because we're going to watch the Epcot Forever.
Yeah.
And we'll go get some stuff, and then we'll be with Dave on the 18th. So, you guys, we can start it then.
Yes. We'll do a live review.
Do a live review.
Of the whatever those hand wipes were from Disney Springs. So, yeah, I hope we got to work and make this happen.
Yeah,
this could be YouTube gold.
I don't think it's going to be really hard to convince you and Dave for this.
I think it'll be awesome. so we went to Japan, went around through there a little bit, and then we went to, that's kind of it.
Yeah, we went to the place that we won't.
We went to the favorite flavors from Flame and Mac and Eats and whatever the lobster place was.
Yep, and hung out it was really hot, really sunny at the Tiana playground area.
Yeah, right across from Flavors from Flame because we were able to fire Flavors from Fire because we got a table right there. But yeah, no shade.
Oh my God. It was blistering.
Yeah. Here's the good part. I thought the things that I thought were good 3 or 4 weeks ago, I still thought were good. Mm-hmm. The corn, the chimichurri up offense was good. The corn cake that it comes with was like half the thickness. It was like a crepe this time. I don't know. Maybe they were just in crepe mode for the weekend. But
okay.
So it was way thinner, but it still tasted really good. And the beef was really good. The steak on it.
And I had the little whoopie.
Yeah, the whoopie, s'more whoopie pie.
And I still couldn't taste the bacon on there, even though it's candy bacon. I can see it. I could not taste it.
Yeah, there just wasn't a lot of it.
It was covering the top. It wasn't very thick,
right.
But it was covering, but I couldn't taste
it. But the chocolate parts were really thick. I mean, they're going to be overpowering because they were so thick.
Very good. Plus the
marshmallow, whatever.
Yes.
Filling. So we did those and did some mac and cheese. So the mac and cheese annoys me just a little bit.
Why? The plant-based?
For two reasons.
Okay.
One is, So the description of the sausage mac and cheese, yeah, Italian sausage mac and cheese, is house-made Italian sausage.
Right. But then,
and then there's just a little green leaf at the end of it.
Right.
I don't know why. So this same thing, I vividly remember last year.
Okay.
Going to that one when it was inside.
Okay.
In the festival pavilion.
Right.
And I came back and I was like, it was really good. And then Tony Ann goes, did you know it was fast? It was plant-based. Nope, didn't, because it doesn't say that anywhere. It's just got a little green leaf on the menu if you actually look that far.
Right.
90% of people are like me and they go, ooh, Italian sausage mac and cheese. Yep.
Right.
You don't read the rest of it. So that really annoys me. And I don't know why, as big as they are on the plant-based stuff, I just feel like they're hiding this for some reason.
Right.
And I don't get it because it's stupid to be hiding it. So I shouldn't even think that way. But it's just weird. The description's just weird.
I mean, why don't you call it, why don't you just say plant-based sausage if it's plant-based sausage?
Why don't you title it, plant-based Italian sausage mac and cheese.
Right. Why don't you actually put that, instead of putting the leaf, put the actual verbiage in there.
Here's the other annoying part of it. It's like the best mac and cheese they have over there.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
You know. So my taste was just starting to come back. So all I really tasted was that it,
spicy.
Personally, it was salty.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's because, like, it's mostly back now, but at the time, like, all I could taste was salt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe that's just all that came through. But it did seem kind of salty. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't know.
I tasted more of the spice. Maybe that's how the spice was coming through, was this. As a salty taste.
But it's still, I still think it's the best mac and cheese they have over there. It's
it
just
actually
annoying
had a great flavor.
Yeah, it's just annoying that they don't like.
Right. They're so into this plant-based.
Stress the plant-based thing.
They need to identify it as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was all cool. Went to Mouse Gear. I got my Halloween shirt that I was trying to get.
I know. That's so funny that they had what? Smalls?
They had extra small and 2X.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
So.
And then, they had the pin. She was walking. I thought it was really cool. She was walking around, and she was the one doing the barcode, and she had the pin so you could, the pins for the festival.
Yeah, she had a little
tray with the pins on it. I was like, they bring the pins to me? How sweet is this?
Yeah, it was cool. And we did the mobile checkout, and it actually worked this time.
It worked when we did it at World of Disney.
Well, it worked when you did it at World of Disney. It would not. He kept telling me my credit card wasn't valid, even though it's the credit card that's been in there for a couple years.
I know. We need to just change it out. So that's fine.
But yeah, this time it worked. And this time there was no stupid long line of 20 people to get out of the store doing it, which I know is not a thing in practice. That's just bad luck that everybody was doing it.
Right.
But the mobile checkout works
very, very
pretty
efficiently.
Well. Yeah.
Then we walked back over through the Canada side, stopped, and unfortunately there was a long line to get our my maple popcorn, but it's okay.
Yeah, and then we left.
And then we took our time and walked back to Boardwalk.
Yeah. It was a pretty hot day. So, we weren't walking very fast at that point.
No.
But it was fun. Mm-hmm. So, the Remy thing, once it opens, assuming that they're just doing virtual queue for the ride and not the whole area, it's definitely a place to go back and just hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's cool.
I would imagine it's that way because it's that way in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, I know. So, but it's a much smaller area. I know there's only one ride, but it's, it's a really cool place to go back and check out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is just the creperie and
there's another restaurant
and a merchandise cart. But
there's another restaurant back in there.
Okay.
But I'd also like to see it at night. I've seen it during the day. I would like to see it at night.
Yeah, sure.
So,
but it was cool. Yeah. And the ride is a lot of fun. Kids are going to really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that likes Remy is going to really like it.
Yeah, it was cute.
And get you a hat because the hat's awesome. So that's going to do it for this week.
Yep.
That's episode 54.
It is episode 54.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
come join us on Facebook in the Mickey File podcast group. And Instagram at Mickey File will be, we are going over to see for the last time for us.
Happily Ever After.
Epcot Forever.
Both of them.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess we are going to Magic Kingdom, right?
Yes.
So we're going to see Happily Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see how late we're willing to stay. But yeah, I've got to go see that one more time. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun. So we'll put some pictures and stuff up.
Yes.
And that'll be on Instagram and Facebook. Both.
Yep.
And other than that, tell your friends about us. Mickey File Podcast. We're on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.
Yes.
So tell your friends, and I guess that's going to do it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Good night.